station, any station. This is KO4WWZ.
4WJW, mobile.
Good morning, Dave. How are you doing today, sir?
Taking down an antenna. So I'm doing good. That went really, really easy. Now I got to go by Lowe's and pick up some pressure washer cleaner and go home and start pressure washing the house. That's not going to be so fun.
Well, you'll get through it. And I have confidence that your house is going to look more and more beautiful because of that.
It does look better after it's pressure washed than after a winter or two. I think this has been two winters. After a couple of winters, it needs it. It's getting to that age. It's 20 years old now, so moss likes to grow on it if you let it, or algae or whatever that stuff is.
November 4, Charlie, Oscar.
N4CO, is that correct?
Yeah, it is. I think your handle's Dave, am I not correct?
That's affirmative.
Suggested on something I learned from pressure washing. If you have a pressure washer that has a suction hose on it, I go down to Walmart and I buy a gallon of that pool cleaner. It's 10% chlorine. I put about a tablespoonful of some kind of dish detergent in it, shake it up. Don't breathe the fumes. They're not very, very heavy anyhow, but don't breathe them because that's mustard gas. And then start at the bottom and work your way to the top and soak it down real good with that and then hit it with fresh water, and I guarantee you all that moss and green stuff will come off that house and it'll look brand new.
Plants and trees and shrubs right below that, how does it, what, does it kill it?
I've ever had it do anything on were elephant plants or elephant ears. But I would think that if you hit it with a lot of water afterwards, it won't hurt anything. You want to wet it down first with plain water and then start from the bottom and go up so it won't streak, and let it set for maybe 30 seconds. It doesn't take long. And a little bit of clear water on top of it, and it'll take all that stuff off. I've had really good luck with that over the years. I've tried all that stuff you can buy at Lowe's and Home Depot, and I never had any success with it, Dave.
I was in that yesterday on the cars, and it got the cars really clean. Wait, yesterday or the day before yesterday? I can't remember when it was. It was one day. It might have been over the weekend. And it worked really, really good. I was just going to go get some more of that stuff. They left it on the car for, like you said, you know, a minute or two, and then go back and hit it before it dries, and the thing came, all that, you know, that road scum that's, you have, if you take it through the car wash, it doesn't get that road scum off. But with a pressure washer and that stuff, it came right off.
I just want to really break up your cue, so I just heard you in there and mentioning that, and I'm going to share my experience, but it's free advice, so you know what it's worth, N4CO.
Well, I do appreciate it. I do. I'm going to try this other stuff because it says it won't kill plants. And so far, it hasn't killed. And those are a brand new plant. Well, brand new. Those are, they're just now getting to their full-size plants, and I would hate to kill them. I've killed them before doing this. And the shrubs that have been there for years and killed them by using the wrong kind of chemical and washing the house. So I'm just going to be extra careful this go around because they're all fairly new. Anyway, I do appreciate it, W4DJW. Go ahead, Chandler.
Well, I just learned something, and that advice, I'll keep that in mind if I ever have my own place. And if I need to wash it, I'll remember this key code. Any other plans you got, Dave?
Things to do. Perhaps I'll see you at one of the upcoming meetings if I ever get around to joining some of the clubs. Talk to you later. November 4, Charlie Oscar.
We're having one the first Monday of every month. Go to Breyers.cc if you want to join ours. The Breyers.cc website. This coming Monday, I think, is the first Monday of next month. And look forward to seeing you there, W4DJW.
4-1-QK. Bubble.
Bad day for you.
station. Take it, Dave. I'll do you.
Not a work day for him. Are you on vacation, David?
Just got up there where I was headed into overtime hours. We had a bad build last night, so I had to work late last night. And I'll attempt to rebuild tonight.
Off shift. Okay. Well, anyway, beautiful day outside to be out and about roaming around. I am Ian Greer at the moment. We're getting ready to get out and go inside Lowe's here.
Just left Lowe's. I decided to get a new weed eater. I saw the Craftsman Berry Power weed eaters were on sale. So I picked one of those up. And I'll do some weed eating on the new property next door.
Switched over to those Egos, and they work pretty good, too. I spent all day yesterday working with all the Ego equipment and got the lawn in good shape. Now I got to work on the house.
Hi there, Brent, but I wasn't too sure about the batteries and stuff on those. I know the Craftsman, they're interswappable with my drill and my mini chainsaw.
Same as those kind of batteries. They're a lot bigger. The Ego batteries are pretty big. But the one that I bought for the lawnmower about 7-8 years ago just gave up the ghost. It lasted almost 8 years, I guess. So they did pretty good. Anyway, I'm running in Lowe's. Catch you later. KZ4YQK and KO4WWZ, W4DJW, clear.
Catch you later. It's KZ4YQK, Mabel.
Please, Dave, God bless you. Stay safe today, and I hope that the person watching does well for you. This is Kale from the WWZ, and I'll be on the side listening for anyone who would like to talk. Kale4MUV, Kale4WWZ.
KO4NUE, KO4WWZ. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Chad. You are in and out on that transmission. I don't know if maybe you're loading or in on a handy copy, but I heard you that you're breaking up.
Probably gonna be here for 10 minutes or so. So let me get in a better spot and I'll put a call out over.
For WWZ on the side mission.
WWZ, KO4NUE, go ahead.
I can hear you. It's good to hear your voice on the radio, Chad. How you been doing today?
Yes, we've got 4 new tires on the truck. $1,380. and filled it up with fuel, another $130.
That's a big chunk of the wallet.
The wallet, too.
You did. Hey, when you have something nice like that, it's worth it.
Yes, it's just a lot of upkeep, you know. This costs a lot of money to stay on the road these days. You know what I mean?
Have you ever heard of the app called Get Outside?
What's it all about, over?
There's apps that'll like give you money cash back from buying gas. If you don't want to pursue it, that's fine. I was kind of hesitant to do it at first, but my co-workers eventually got me into it, and it's legitimate. It's not a scam. It's nothing like that. You actually get money back from the gas that you purchase.
Love it again. Over.
get upside to the first word would be Golf Echo Tango Space Uniform Papa Sierra India Delta Echo.
Alright, I'll check it out and see what it's all about. Over.
I figure I'd try and help you. Sorry, I had a stoplight just come up on me. My apologies.
No worries. You off from your schedule? Over.
I'm on lunch break right now, sir.
Heard of that. Okay. How much longer you got in the day? Over.
I got until 4 o'clock, and then I'll be off work. But I don't get back on the bus until 2:30.
Roger that. Roger that. Okay. Well, you having generally having a good day?
Not bad. It's been pretty good. I mean, you know, every day has its moments, but today hasn't been really bad.
Good. That's good. It's nice weather outside, and, you know, when the sun's shining cool like this, boy, sure does help the day go by a little quicker.
One thing, one of my favorite parts about riding a school bus is getting to see the sunrise every morning.
It's kind of neat. Sitting on the bus and seeing that big orange ball come up through the sky. I remember when I was in Iraq, the sun would come up across the desert, and that was the biggest orange ball I've ever seen in my life, and I just was just talk about misery and dread seeing that thing come up, because it was just going to be, you just knew it was just going to be brutal. And the higher it got, the hotter it got.
Yeah, in the desert, I don't know about Afghanistan, but I know in Arizona it can get up to 110.
I think the highest we could not use. Our wives would send us, you know, care packages and whatnot, and they would put thermometers at home from home in there, and you could not use an American-made thermometer over there. It would bust break the thermometer, bust the top of them out. In certain spots, you get, I think the highest I've got recorded in my diary was 127. I think that's pretty hot, but you get it in the right spot, it'd get on up to 130, 135. If you got something where it's reflecting the heat or something, you know, like a vehicle or something like that, anything dark that absorbs heat, oh my word, it's just miserable.
Goodness. Chad, you definitely are a very good example of what service looks like, and I appreciate you for everything you've done for our country.
Yeah, bud, but a whole lot of other men better than me that's done a whole lot more. But that's one thing that was difficult was that sun. It just, you know, I've heard a lot of people say, well, you know, it's hot, but there's just no humidity. Well, let me tell you, it's kind of like walking around with a blow dryer in your face all day, and, you know, you never see any perspiration, because there is no humidity. It's so dry, it just, you know, it just sucks the moisture right out of you. And, in the end of the day, when you take your body armor off, you literally take your jacket and stand it up in the corner, and it would stand up by itself and just be saturated with, you know, sweat, salt from your sweat under the body armor. I got several pictures of my jacket, you know, just standing up in the corner by itself.
Now that's hot.
Tools, any kind of hand tool, you know, a wrench or anything that's got a metal surface on it, you have to, you know, can't leave it laying out on the hood while you work on something, or especially on a vehicle, it'll burn you. It won't put blisters on you, but it'll be so hot you can't handle it. You have to keep all that stuff shaded.
Because of that, for a minute there, I thought you said it was going to melt.
I remember one time when I got a new set of boots issued to me, desert boots, you know, got the little vents at the crook of your foot so you can, you know, air can get in and out. And I do remember one time seeing the glue, where they glue the sole onto the bottom of the boot shield. I do remember seeing the glue bubbling out of the side of the shoe from the sand being so hot.
WWZ for ID
Hotel
21UV. Yeah, that was interesting to see that.
Another interesting thing is camel spider. That old sand gets so hot during the day, the camel spiders would come out trying to find shade. And they're not actually a spider. They have six legs instead of eight. So I think probably their nearest relative would be maybe a lobster or something like that. But I don't know. I think the biggest one I saw was probably 6 to 7 inches long, maybe. There's a lot bigger ones, but I didn't see any that big. But they can move really fast. And they'll walk alongside you. Just to stay in your shade. They don't want to mess with you. They just want to stay in the shade because your body casts a shadow on the ground. They walk with you everywhere you went, but they'd stay 2 or 3 feet off of you. You know, a little spooky, a little hanky. You know, seeing all that, but once you realize what's happening, they won't bother you too bad.
So I can definitely understand why some people would not like spiders after having that happen, but yeah, I understand that. Now, if you have any pictures of those things, I'd love to see that someday.
I got some camel spiders, I got some sand lizards. I got a picture of me holding a sand lizard. It's probably 3 feet long. Big yellow looking, looks like a, you know, lizard we got here at the house, but about 3 feet long. I don't know, probably, maybe 10 pounds, maybe a little more or less. I don't know. But, you know, not pretty slick scaled, you know, not a ugly looking thing, but not aggressive or anything, just a big old lizard. I don't know how any other way to describe it.
That's perfect way to describe it. Now, a 3 foot long lizard, I think that might scare me a little bit.
Well, scales don't bother me, but anything with eight legs, I don't want to be near it, and I'm just terrified of spiders.
I understand, Chad. My mom's the same way. Me, spiders interest me. I might like to hold a tarantula one day, but at the same time, I think I would be terrified to do so.
Well, we had a veterinarian on the base there. He had, 3 or 4 people on his staff. And he kind of monitored, you know, all of the diseases and things that were, could be, you know, transmitted to any of the soldiers. So he had his team out there. They had shotguns, and they would go out and take care of the foxes. We had some wild foxes in the reed patch out there outside of Ramadi. And I don't know, it's probably 10-acre patch of nothing but reeds. And they'd hang around out there, and him and his crew go out there with shotguns, and they carried some kind of disease, found one or two of them that had rabies. Sometimes they'd trap them and, you know, do testing. If they didn't have a bad disease, then they would inoculate them so that they couldn't transmit anything. They'd turn them loose. But the ones that, you know, had something like rabies or something, they'd go ahead and terminate them right there on the spot.
After that, it seems kind of cruel, but given the circumstances, you know, you need some men to stay healthy. That's the best way to do it. Chad, I'm here at 5, guys, getting ready to step out and order my lunch. So I'm going to be away from the radio for a few minutes. However, when I get back in the car, I'll put myself out there at Snowden with my call sign, and maybe we can pick this up then.
I'm from the Destinate too, so 73 Chandler in Georgia. In Georgia, have a nice lunch, sir. KO4NUE, I'm clear.
73 Chad, thank you, 52 as well. KO4WWZ, clear.